using a fill-in-the-blank question. And that fill-in-the-blank question is simply, love is being, but I'm not on. Yes, I am. I'm always on.
Oh, now I'm on. All right. So we begin with this. Now I'm too loud. It's all in my head. Okay. So the question is simply this. Love is being blank. So I invite you to fill it in. Love is being... Now, after you fill it in, I'm going to ask you to shout it out. One or two or three or four brave souls, love is being... See, I would answer, love is being kind, or love is being courageous. So, love is being, somebody, present, open, authentic, unconditional, in service, joyful, wonderful, wonderful answers to love is being. And as I think of those answers, I think all of them can be put into a paradigm that says love is a state of being. Love is how our divine nature expresses itself in our human life. One of the images that our brother Jesus used was the light of the world. I love to start the service using that idea that we are the light of the world. See, that light within us shines forth as love. And we honor those human beings, those great souls who have become beacons of love for us in our world, like Siddhartha Gautama, the Buddha, or Jesus the Christ, or Gandhi the Mahatma, or Mother Teresa, now Saint Teresa. And we could go on with a lengthy list of great souls that have been beacons of love for us. And in fact, the list that you might make might even include some people sitting right here beside you today. We all shine forth from the inner spirit that we are, this activity of being we call love. And how much divine shows forth depends on how consciously connected we are to that inner divinity that we have. And we use that inner divinity then to power our actions in this world. You see, I believe that our brother Jesus was referring to this concept of inner love, empowering our life, when he answered that question, what are the two great commandments? And in the gospel, according to Mark, in the 12th chapter, it reads like this. One of the experts in the law came and asked him, which commandment is the most important of all? And Jesus answered, the most important is, listen, Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, and with all of your strength. And the second is like it. It is love your neighbor as yourself. There are no other commandments greater than these. I hear in the commandment to love God, with everything that we are, that simple spiritual truth that we are a spiritual creation made whole and holy by divine love. And it is that love light that we are that we bring into the world. And when we recognize we are one with spirit, we know that our neighbor is the same as ourself, and that we are both part of God. And so that second commandment of loving my neighbor becomes, I am one with all spirit. And I acknowledge that oneness with you. Charles Fillmore, a co-founder of Unity, spoke to this idea of oneness, the oneness of love in one of his definitions. He wrote, "Love in divine mind is the idea of universal unity. In expression, love is the power that joins and binds in divine harmony the universe and everything in it. Love brings everything together." What I understand Charles to be saying is that at the level of God, at the level of spirit, where everything is one and love is the same as that oneness, that love, that oneness becomes manifest into this physical world we call our reality as that fundamental law of harmony that lies within the atoms and connects to the furthest stars. The physical principles of the universe that keep us connected. Unity Church of Lawrence has a core value that I believe is that does that same purpose of keeping us connected. And that core value is simply love. Our value of love states this: we recognize and embrace the divinity in all. The divinity in all. Every single one. Love is who we are and expands as we express it. What a great promise. Our oneness, the love that connects us, shows up in everything we do. From gathering here on a Sunday morning, to sharing prayers, to sharing hugs, to sharing food, to sharing kindness. It is all an expression of the love that we are being. This connecting power of love does not have to be large and loud. It can be very small and very quiet. Sometimes it's more powerful when it's small and quiet. Angela Artemis on her website, poweredbyintuition.com, shares a story about the power of kindness that I want to share with you. She writes, "Kindness is a powerful change agent that can touch someone so deeply that it becomes the catalyst for opening up their heart. When I first entered banking, we used messengers to deliver the daily work to the main operations center. And each day, this sour old man named Carl came to pick up our documents. He never smiled. He never said hello. He always seemed to hate the world. He glared at us, and we glared right back at him. One day," she says, "I decided I would begin to be very nice to Carl to see if I could crack him. And so I began greeting Carl very warmly each day. Initially, he was annoyed at my calling him by name and saying hello because that meant he'd have to respond to me. But it didn't take long before he didn't seem to mind. And then Carl began to smile and to acknowledge us when he came in. And he'd stop by my desk when he first arrived to chit-chat and to say hello to me personally, and it became his daily habit. Carl started to open up. Each day he would reveal a little bit more of his life. And over time I learned that he was a widower and that his only child had died. He had no brothers, no sisters, no other family. Carl approached the world as an angry man because deep down, that was the only way he could deal with his pain. He was really just very sad and lonely. I don't say that Carl became a darling because of this. But I can say that he changed, and it was a change noticed by all. After seeing how Carl's heart had opened, I never again took the power of simple kindness for granted." Angela's story. You know, Angela practiced a very simple act of love, being kind. Yet kindness is a powerful practice that can transform our world. Reverend Edna showed a video a couple weeks ago that expressed that idea, the idea that kindness is an integral part of the healing of this world. I find kindness at the very core of Buddhism. When I think of the spiritual masters that embody the idea of loving kindness, I think of the Buddha. To me, Siddhartha Gautama is the essence of love expressing as kindness. In the Buddha's teaching, we find four forms of love that are regarded as pure vehicles through which to express our own love: loving kindness, compassion, appreciative joy, and equanimity. Each of these forms includes and begins with a warm, tender, sympathetic attitude of heart, one that is directed to ourselves as well as to others. There is a Buddhist practice called universal benevolence. This practice is the extension of goodwill and kindness to all persons and all beings. It combines elements of both loving kindness and compassion, and the practice of universal benevolence asks us to be willing to keep our hearts open. Robert Brummett, Unity minister and member of the faculty at Unity Institute, wrote in his book, Living Originally, about this practice of universal benevolence. And he notes that when we feel threatened or in pain, there is a strong tendency to close our hearts, to go unconscious. If we find our hearts closed, I would suggest that we add a new practice, that of observation, paying attention to the circumstance or the person that caused our heart to close up, and then with that awareness, practice forgiveness, forgiveness for ourselves as well as forgiveness for that person or that circumstance, so that we can once again open the heart. Understanding what triggers us is the first step to releasing the pain around our own issues. But even if we cannot actually send loving kindness in that moment, we can hold the intent that we want to always send loving kindness to others. In fact, holding that intention to extend goodwill and kindness to all persons and all beings, including ourselves, is maybe the greatest commitment that one can make, not only as a spiritual practice, but to heal the world. When we commit to sending goodwill and kindness, we are beginning three heart practices that lead us into experiencing this world as a place of joy and a place of constant love. The first practice is that of appreciation. Now, appreciation begins the process of softening our heart by recognizing that we value something in somebody else. Have you ever taken the time to stop and look at another being, to look in their eyes, and to simply appreciate them? When I become open to appreciating another human being, there is a deep soul connection because of our oneness of spirit. And I naturally find that I am loving them as much as I am loving myself. The second practice is that of kindness. Now, kindness opens the heart further by connecting us at that emotional and that spiritual level. And when I begin with appreciating them with that warmth of my heart, I want only their good. And then as I send kindness, their good becomes my good. Appreciation, kindness, they lead to that third heart practice of generosity. And generosity is simply the willingness to give. Now, my experience has been that giving becomes joy because I have made that deep connection to another human being, and it is no longer me and you, it is us. It is us. Universal benevolence. It's a state of being, a state expressed as a heart practice of appreciation, kindness, and generosity, no matter the outer circumstance. In his book, Robert cited a story told by Jack Kornfield and Christina Fieldman in their book, Soul Food, as an example of the practice of universal benevolence. And this story was so powerful that I need to share it this morning. They tell that a dictator by the name of Pol Pot became the leader of Cambodia in April of 1975. And in the next 20 years, more than 2 million Cambodians, 25% of the entire population, died. Died in the killing fields of Cambodia. A respected Cambodian monk by the name of Maha Hosananda would often go into refugee camps where thousands of people had fled. Every family in that camp had lost children, spouses, parents. Their homes and their temples had been destroyed. And on one occasion, Hosananda announced to the refugees that there would be a Buddhist ceremony the next day. And all who wished could come and were welcome. Now, Buddhism had been savagely decimated by Pol Pot and by his regime. And many people were curious as if anybody would dare to show up. But the next day, more than 10,000 Cambodian refugees met, converged together to share in that ceremony. Hosananda sat for some time in silence on a platform in front of that crowd. And some wondered what he could possibly say to this group of people who had lost so much. What he did next was simply to begin to repeat a verse from the Dhammapada, a sacred Buddhist scripture. And the verse he repeated was this: hatred never ceases by hatred, but by love alone is healed. This is an ancient and eternal law. These people that were listening to him had as much cause to hate as anyone else on earth. Yet as Hosananda sat there chanting this verse over and over and over, one by one, thousands of voices joined together in unison. Hatred never ceases by hatred, but by love alone is healed. This is an ancient and eternal law. Out of the mouths of people who had been wounded, oppressed, made homeless, aggrieved, and crushed by the pain of war, came a prayer proclaiming that ancient truth of love, a truth that was greater than all of the sorrows that they had seen and felt. Hatred never ceases by hatred, but by love alone is healed. This story embodies for me the idea of love light expressing through us as a state of being. When we practice universal benevolence, we become the expression of our spiritual truth. And by this practice of love alone, we can heal the world. Namaste. Millie, if you would come forward and lead us into a time of meditation. Unity regards meditation as spiritual communion, a time where we become still and commune with that divine that is within. So if you would.
Thank you.